Well, hallelujah. Y'all glad to be in church tonight? Hey, I'm glad to be in church tonight. Listen, I'm usually over at the Mac doing youth or young adults, but man, it is always an honor when I get asked to come speak to you guys. So I need you guys to kind of show me a little bit of some energy tonight. I'm used to the youth and I'm used to the young adults. So can you just show them up? Can I hear you? Can you show up the young people? Yes, come on now, somebody. Man, it's going to be a good night. Go to Genesis chapter 39, if you will. Genesis chapter 39. That is our text tonight. I'm going to read five verses. And I believe that the Lord wants to highlight something to us tonight. Genesis chapter 39 says, "Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. The Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything that he did." Verse 4, look at this. "Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted him to his care everything that he owned. From the time he put him in charge of his household and of all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field." Amen is right. There's something right in here that should increase your faith tonight. And we're going to see what that is. I want to talk to you tonight from this subject, found in favor. If you're taking notes, found in favor. Found in favor. So what is favor? Listen, I know that every Sunday morning we do an offering prayer. And it says, "And the favor of God upon my life." And I know that we've done that so many times, we can say that religiously, but I hope after what is revealed tonight, you will read and say that out loud differently than you normally do. So what is favor? So let's look at this. Favor in the Greek is actually the same word for grace. That word is charis. Charis means goodwill, loving kindness, or favor. It can manifest in different ways in your life. It might look like receiving unexpected blessings. Amen is right. How many of you could use some unexpected blessings? About 25 of you. Watch this. Overcoming impossible challenges. Achieving success despite the odds, and granting supernatural ability. How many of you could use that list in your life? I want to look at this even more in depth. This definition says this: it signifies divine intervention or grace that transcends human limitation, allowing individuals to break free from the constraints of conventional, meaning normal, expectations, and experience some extraordinary outcomes. Y'all, we're building a case here. If you're not excited yet, we're gonna keep going. So we know that charis, grace, is a gift. And a gift simply means something given willingly without payment. A gift is something that's given willingly without payment. So therefore, if favor is the same word as grace, and grace is a gift, that would mean that favor is a gift. And it's something that you receive by your faith. Come on, you don't live good enough for it. You don't live in perfection for it. No, it is by your faith you receive the favor of God. So by looking at the connection of favor and grace, I want you to write this definition down for favor, and then I'm going to elaborate. The favor definition is unearned, uncommon, unexplainable, preferential treatment. I want to say that again. It is unearned, uncommon, unexplainable, preferential treatment. It's unearned because it's unmerited and it's undeserved. There's nothing that you and I could do any more of to receive more favor. It's unearned. It's unmerited, it's undeserved, but I love this next one. It's uncommon, meaning it's unusual, out of the ordinary. You might find yourself, if you have favor, saying this, that doesn't normally happen. Or seeing someone else who has favor, you'd say that doesn't usually happen. Unexplainable means unaccountable. It makes no sense. It can't be traced. It is irrational. I cannot fathom how that even came to be. It's untraceable. And preferential treatment means this: you don't get treated like everybody else gets treated. Come on, how many of you know that if you're a part of the kingdom of God and God's promises, you got better benefits, better rights, better opportunities? Come on, things just get better. I'm telling you what, when you realize that you've crossed over from a kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God as a child, now you have a heavenly Father who knows how to give good gifts to those he loves. So no longer do I just look at my heavenly Father like an earthly father. No, I got a heavenly Father who knows what I have need of before I even ask. I have a heavenly Father who has all resources, who has all abundance, and I'm telling you what, he never lacks. He is the God of more than enough. And when I got that kind of a God, and I got that kind of grace, and I got that kind of favor, I'm telling you what, it makes you walk different. It makes you hold your head up high. I'm telling you what, when you realize you got uncommon favor, you'll take a moment and give God an uncommon praise. An uncommon praise is an indication that you have a revelation that you do, in fact, have uncommon favor on your life. Come on, when I wake up in the morning, I got favor. When I go to work, I got favor. When I go into school, guess what? I got favor. When I'm going into that situation that looks a little messy, guess what? I got favor. When I go down to the car dealership and I see that car I've been wanting, guess what? I got favor. When I go to the store, I'm telling you what, I got favor. I got favor in the city, favor in the field, favor in my house. I'm telling you what, I got favor. When you realize you got uncommon, unearned, unexplainable preferential treatment, you'll walk different. You'll praise different. You'll worship different. So I want to give you two things tonight that favor will do for you. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to teach a little bit, preach a little bit, and there might be some words that are kind of big, but I'm going to break them down. Number one is favor enables exceptions. Favor enables or unlocks exceptions. I actually call this in leadership the principle of exception. The principle of exception. It is a kingdom principle. It's a kingdom principle called exception. See, God's favor can cause you to be the exception to conventional expectations. What happens with them does not dictate or determine what happens with me. Previous patterns are not always an accurate indication of future possibilities. Come on, this might just, I'm going to try to break something in your mind. I'm coming after a stronghold here. Just because it happened to one person like that doesn't mean it's going to happen to me like that. You can't look at most people my age and tell me what's possible for me at my age. You can't look at most people in my family and tell me what's possible for me in my family. You can't look at most people in my position and tell me what's possible for my position, for me in my position. Is this making sense to you? I can't stand it when people put me in a box. Tell me I can't, and I'll show you that I can. I had somebody look at me one time before I took this job. They're not here. They looked at my eyes, and they said, if you take that job at Rhema, you will fail because you are not administrative at all. And I said, well, praise the Lord. I know that Zach, at this current state of my life, is not administrative. But one thing that I know about my God is that he, guess what? He qualifies the called. So I might not have the qualifications when he calls me, but you better know that when I step into my call, that I am going to be qualified for what I'm called to do. And you know what's amazing? I took this job a couple weeks in, had a dream. God showed me what to do. I couldn't sleep, asked my wife, got up at like 2 a.m, went into work, and for like several weeks just wrote out things and was using skills that I have never used my whole life. In one night, God equipped me for what he was calling me to do. So just because you see how I look in one season doesn't mean that's who I'm going to be in the next. So please do not put limitations on me or put me in the box of logistics or logic or what makes sense, because I serve a God who makes exceptions to conventional expectations. I serve a God who orchestrates that. Let me prove it to you. Sarah in the Bible. Most women do not have a child in their 90s. But with Sarah, God made an exception. I can't believe that. Why on earth is she believing God for a baby and she's 90? That makes no sense. That is uncommon. That is unexplainable to me. But God orchestrated and broke her free from the expectation, the normal expected expectation that people have, broke her free from that because he orchestrated an exception. Daniel, most men don't go into a lion's den and come out unscathed and unscarred. But with Daniel, God made an exception. The Hebrew boys, most men don't go into a fiery furnace and come out not even smelling like smoke, but with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God made an exception. Come on, can I just talk to you about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Most men don't walk the Via Dolorosa, be crucified on a hill called Calvary, be buried in Joseph of Arimathea's tomb, stay there all night Friday, stay there all day Saturday, stay all there Saturday night, and wake up on Sunday morning and get up out of the grave, but with with Jesus, God made an exception. I'm telling you what, how many of you got the anointing of exception on your life that says God's about to turn my situation around? It don't make sense to you. It don't make sense to my haters, but my God orchestrates things for me that he doesn't orchestrate for everybody in my life. Listen, I'm not just preaching for the hype of it. I believe this thing, and I just hope that you guys can take your faith to another level to believe that God can do something extraordinary for you. Look at this in Genesis 6, verse 8. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Now, underline those two words, but Noah. But Noah indicates, those two words indicate that there is a separation between Noah and who God is talking about in this verse. See, Noah was different. Noah, watch this, is excluded and exempt from the treatment that everyone else in the world is about to receive. What is happening to them is not going to happen to Noah. So Noah was an exception. Why? Because he had, somebody help me. He had what? So because he had favor in the eyes of God, he did not get treated like everyone else in the world was about to get treated. Can I just tell you, favor is unfair. Favor is attractive. And I'm telling you what, when you got it, people know it. Why? Because it says, when they saw favor on Joseph, when they saw, guess what? People can see favor. Okay, not only does favor enable exceptions, but favor enables endorsements. I hope you're taking notes. Favor enables endorsements. An endorsement is this: to publicly support or approve, to bring to prominence, and to give notoriety. See, in business, there's a thing about connections. You need to get to know people. But here's the thing. You might not know the right people. That's okay. God does. Can I just say that again? You might not know the right people, but that's okay, because God does. God has a way of putting you in the right place at the right time around the right people. God has a way of getting your name in the right conversations. Let me show it to you with Joseph. In Genesis chapter 41, God uses a cupbearer. Then the chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, what? This is what the cupbearer said. Today, I am reminded of my shortcomings. Pharaoh was once angry with his servants, and he imprisoned me and the chief baker in the house of the captain of the guard. Each of us had a dream that same night, and each dream had a meaning of its own. Watch this. Now, a young Hebrew was there with us. A servant of the captain of the guard. You know the guy who used to work for Potiphar? Yeah, him. We told that guy our dreams, and he interpreted them for us, giving each man the interpretation of his dream. Now let's remember the story. What is Pharaoh's problem right now? He had a dream. He can't interpret it, and no one else can. And a year later, after the cupbearer's been delivered and put back in position, he's sitting there watching people try to interpret this, and all of a sudden he says, today I'm reminded of my shortcomings. You know what? there was a guy in prison and he interpreted my dreams. I'm sure Pharaoh's like, you waited this long to tell me that there was a guy who interpreted dreams? And he's like, well, you know what? I just so happened to I don't think he just so happened to remember that day. I don't think that it was left to his memory. I believe that God orchestrated that to come up at the right time in front of the right person. Because guess what? He endorsed Joseph. And what caused the endorsement? The favor of God on Joseph's life. Are you guys with me? So God lines up divine connections. It's people that will come into your life and use their influence to open doors, to give you opportunity, and to push you forward in what God is trying to get done through you. Not for the sake of you getting famous, for the sake of him getting famous. Make sure your motives and intentions are right. See, God will use anything or anybody. He used ravens. He used the donkey. He used a whale, and he'll use a rock. He made something that was not even designed to bring forth water, to bring forth water for Moses and the people. God can cause something that's not even designed or functioned to bless you because it's you. I don't think some of you got it. I'm talking about he can literally bring oil from the ground. He can literally bring checks in the mail. He can put a coin in a fish's mouth. You have zero idea where God's bringing your next blessing. So do not put God in a box. Do not conceal him to your expectation, your logical, normal, what makes sense. Oh, I know they're rich. I know they're rich. So I'm going to hang around them. Maybe it's someone that you've never met. Maybe it's someone that doesn't look like they're rich, but they got more than you expected. Why? Because you're looking at the outward appearance, but God knows what's on the inside, and he has a way of getting you around the right people at the right time. Y'all, our faith. Watch this. God will even use your enemies, those that don't like you, to bless you. Come on, they won't even have a choice. They don't even get a say. They might not like you, but they will do it anyways. Why? Because God turns heart, and I'll show it to you. Daniel chapter 1 says this, verse 9. Now God had caused the official to show favor and compassion to Daniel. So God made him do what he normally wouldn't do because it was for Daniel. God will cause the people around you to do things they don't normally do, but because it's you, they just have to do it. Me and my wife were doing a remodel, really believe in God. And a particular individual, I want to just not name names, did a project for us. And when he got done, he said, I don't know why. I talked to my wife. He goes, I just can't charge you for this. I said, no. A workman's worthy of his hire. He's like, I can't. I just can't. Do I think that that's a coincidence? No. I think that's the favor of God. It is all my life. See, it's great when people can endorse you through their name, but I want you to write this down, and I want you to receive this as a word. It's great when people can endorse you through their name, but I want you to get ready because God is going to endorse you through his name. And can I just say something about his name? His name is higher than any other name. I would preach if I had more time. But I won't, so. I want you to know that God's favor on your life will put your name on the hearts and minds of great people. That God will reserve a position just for you. Man, many have applied. Many have put in their application, but none of them seemed right until I met you. You know what? I tried to buy this house, and I tried to buy that house, this person says, man, I've tried to buy that house. I've tried to buy that house. But then when you put in your request, when you put in your amount, the owner's like, you know what? You're the right person. I don't know why I couldn't sell it to these people, but now I know this was for you. So don't get in a rush and don't get in a hurry. Take it slow and know God will speak to you because you want to make sure you give it to the people that he intended it for, not who you think deserves it. Watch this, Esther chapter 2, verse 17. Now the king was attracted to Esther more than to any of the other women, and she won his favor and approval more than any of the other virgins. So he set a royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. So I need you to know this. God gave her favor in the eyes, what, of the king. Why? Favor made her stand out. Favor made her, something about her, I'm just drawn to her. There's something that she has, or there's something that he has that I need. And I'm telling you what, I just need you to write this down. I know it's a little youthy, but that's okay. But I need you to know this. Favor will make you fine. Favor will make you fine. I'm telling you what, favor will make you be attractive. I don't know what it is. You hear people, I just don't know what it is about you. I know what it is. It's God in me. It has nothing to do with my exterior. It has everything to do with who's on my interior. Favor will make you fine. God's favor isn't fair. God's favor will give you special treatment, that you don't go through what everyone else had to go through. COVID-19 did not affect you like it affected everybody else. Why? Because you had God's hand, God's grace, God's favor. You don't work as hard as everyone else had to work. Your name is in high places and your work is multiplied. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10. Y'all okay? When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a land with large, flourishing cities, watch, you did not build. Houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide. Wells you did not dig. And vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. I'm telling you what. You didn't gotta work for it. You didn't gotta dig it. You didn't gotta sweat for it. You just got it. Well, why did I gotta work two jobs and do all this to drive that car, but that kid, their grandparents just bought it for them? They got favor. Well, you saying I don't? No. I'm just saying that it should show you the area in which you should put your faith. Rather than griping and complaining and saying, well, man, I don't get treated like that. Or how come I don't get treated like this? Or how come I don't have that and I've been doing all this? Just stop and say, you know what? God's no respecter of persons. If God did it for them, I'm going to increase my faith and say he'll do it for me. Every time someone gets blessed around me, I celebrate with them because they just unlocked for me an area that I can believe. I don't complain or whine about it. Amen. So I want you to write this down. We got 5 minutes. You can grow in favor. And you know what? Next time God blesses you, you get that house, you get that car, just go ahead and make yourself a sticker. And it says, favor ain't fair. And that new car, you just slap it on the bumper. And on that house, you slap it on your mailbox. And so every time someone says, now, how on earth did they get that? You just say, you know what? I got the favor of God on my life. You know what? When you got the faith for things, you will receive things from God that is so big, so unexplainable. It'll come to you in ways that you never fathomed. And it won't make sense to the people around you. I'll talk to people about how God has blessed me and my wife. One day, our fence was falling apart. I mean, falling apart. I could barely open the gate, just dragging. And she's like, you know, it's going to cost like $8,000 to fix this fence. And I said, yeah. I was like, but we're not going to pay for it. Amen. I was like, God will pay for it. I'm going to increase my faith. And guess what? The Bible says, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and live righteously, all these things will be added unto you. Plus, I got the favor of God upon my life. Things happen to me that don't happen to everybody else. Y'all, you got to believe this. And guess what? 3 weeks after we started believing, something happened. I won't go into detail, but someone said, hey, you know what? Here's a check, $15,000. I was like, bless God. Favor. And guess what? God does exceedingly and abundantly above what you could ask or think. I was asking for a fence for $8,000. I got $15,000. People go, and I told people about that. You know what they did? Oh, well, good for you. I just paid it out of my pocket, and I'm in debt for it. Oh, I'm sorry. But was your first resort to believe God, or was it for you to try to just figure out in your logical, conventional expectation of how money comes about? I'm challenging your faith. When you believe that you have favor on your life, your faith will go out for things that you never thought you could believe God for. Can I just tell someone tonight, God sees you. He hears you. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're going to go through before you even go through it. He knows what you have need of before you even ask. And sometimes if we would just have the faith and realize that he's already provided everything that we need. I personally believe there is a warehouse in heaven of all the things that you have need of in every season of your life. And God is just waiting to make a deposit from heaven into your earthly situation. But some of us are walking around like, man, this never works out for me. Man, it doesn't matter how many times I've done this. It never turns out. Every time I've tried going here, it never works out for me. No, you need to change your confession. You need to change your faith. Say, I got favor. Somebody, let's just take a moment and participate in this verbal exercise. Say, I have favor. Come on now, say it from your chest. Say, I have favor. Say, God does things for me that he doesn't do for everyone else. I'm the exception. From conventional expectations. Praise the Lord. And how do I know that you can grow in favor? 1 Samuel 2:26 says, Samuel grew in favor with God and man. Luke 2:52, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in with God and man. So Samuel can grow in it. Jesus can grow in it. And I'm going to give you the key really quick of how you grow in favor. You grow in favor, watch this, one point, by exercising your faith in obedience to God's will. Guys, it's that simple. I have one point. Exercise your faith in obedience to God's will. So first, you got to get in your prayer closet. You got to know what God's will is. And no matter how crazy, how ridiculous, how backwards it might look, exercise your faith to do what he's asking you to do. And when you step out in faith to do what he's asking you to do, that might not make sense, that might seem ridiculous, you will be met with something called favor. but favor is waiting for your step. I said favor is waiting for your step. A lot of us aren't experiencing the fullness of the favor that could be on our life because we're too afraid to step. Just because you have access to it doesn't mean you're experiencing it. You have to, listen to me, church, you have to exercise your faith to experience the favor of God. You have to. The only reason Joseph had favor was because he was headed in the direction that God had for his life. You know what? 702, let me say this. I want to tell you this, that I think the Bible's amazing. That Joseph's in a pit by his brothers. And because of Judah having compassion on his brother, he pulls him out. But it just so happened to be that at that time, just so happened, at that time, right when they pulled him out of the pit, there was a group of people called the Ishmaelites driving by. Just so happened to be at that moment. You do realize the Ishmaelites really should have never been in existence. Because Abraham and Sarah, while they're waiting for God's promise, got impatient. And Sarah said, hey, sleep with Hagar. And they birthed an Ishmael. And of course they went on and the Ishmaelites came to be. And they just so happened to be strolling by on their way to Egypt at the exact time that Judah had the idea of, let's not kill him, let's pull him out. You can't tell me that God is not organized and orchestrative. Think it's a coincidence? I think not. Ishmaelites were coming by, and guess what? Something that was not even supposed to be in existence, God turned and used it for his good to get Joseph exactly where he needed to be for what God was calling him to do. God will use unconventional things. God will use whatever he so pleases to get you where you're called to be. But you gotta believe. I said you gotta believe. You gotta believe that no weapon formed against you will prosper. You gotta believe that when one comes at me, they'll flee seven other ways. You gotta believe that 1,000 fall at your left and 10,000 at your right. Guys, increase your faith and favor will find you, and you will be found in favor. Amen? His favor was so great. His favor was so great that it blessed every house he was in. I truly believe that you could walk in favor, that your job says, I never want to let go of them. Why? Because there's just something about you that makes this place better. It's not you, it's God in you. Amen. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Heavenly Father, prayer team, if you would come down. We just thank you for this word tonight. God, I ask you, Lord, that you would increase our faith. If you just close your eyes and hold out your hands right now. Father, I pray for an increase in faith in this room. Holy Spirit, show this congregation all the areas that they can believe you for. And Lord, give them the faith to step out. And I pray that as they step out, your favor will find them. Grab them by the hand, and that favor will lead them to uncommon, unexplainable, preferential treatment in their life. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Still with every head bowed and every eye closed, just really quick. If the Lord's really dealing with you and maybe you've been battling or struggling in some areas. Come on, this is just the Holy Spirit. Just let him talk to you. I want you to come down front as soon as we dismiss. And we have a prayer team, one on the left, guys on the left, girls on the right. And if you are dealing with anything, I mean anything at all, addictions, struggles, a lie from the enemy, a family situation, and you just need prayer. Maybe you've been away from God and you want to rededicate your life, or maybe you've never given your life to Jesus, but you want to do that tonight. Or maybe you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. This prayer team is fully equipped to do that with you tonight. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to dismiss. And if that is you, I want you to come down front. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. I thank you for this word. I pray that, Holy Spirit, you continue to minister this subject on their hearts, Lord, until they start walking in it in their daily life. And Father, we just thank you so much. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. We love you guys. Hey, listen, Wednesday, Hour of Power, 7 o'clock. We will see you there. Y'all have a great night.